Here's the plan of attack. Be the man they need. Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian, here with my co-host, a man who can play frisbee all by himself.
You were right, man.
It's not that good. It's not that bad.
This is not nothing.
It's not nothing.
Not nothing. I'm Ramon.
Yeah, you are. You are also not nothing.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's an insult or...
That gave me strength.
You know,
whatever
what?
It was, it gave me strength.
Whatever it was, what you needed.
Thank you for that.
Today, we finish with our series called
Attack.
Today's episode is titled Attack, just like the series. Today's scripture comes from
the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 18. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Delicious.
Oh, so delicious. I came back for thirds. So we keep going with that. What is the plan? So the plan was be who God created you to be. Stand up for what you believe in. Get back up when you fall. Stand up for those things that are important. And I forgot the other part. But anyway, that was the last podcast. Today is a new podcast. Believe it or not, we've been praying. You know the novenas, the ones that we keep on praying?
Mm-hmm.
We've been praying them for over 500 days. It's definitely not nothing. And one of the things that it leads us to be is who we need to be, you know, and who people need us to be. That's one of the reasons why we need to get out there. You know, we're not meant for passivity. We're meant for activity. Gosh, this episode, I think, is the one where I have the most to say, but I don't want to get carried away. So I'll just talk about the scripture really quick. It says, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You know, we get so caught up with defending the faith at times, you know, apologetics or whatever it might be. You know, we get so caught up with defending the faith. The faith is true, and truth does not need to be defended. St. Augustine said, you don't need to defend truth. The truth is like a lion. Let it loose. It will defend itself. So we're not part of a religion that needs to be defended. It needs to be lived. And so if I'm living the faith, if I'm being a man, I'm living the faith. I'm standing up for what's right. I am rising up to the occasion when someone says, hey, Ramon, check out this bag over here. This gentleman needs his bag. Go back to the first episode in the series if you need. You need to. You can't listen to this or the last episode without first going back to that first one, listening to that story, because that sets the tone for everything. You know, whether it's being who you were created to be, rising up to the occasion, or the plan of attack, which cannot be accidental. It has to be on purpose. Because as we keep on quoting over and over again, we don't rise to the level of our expectations. We fall back to the level of our training. If we have not been training, if we haven't been mentally preparing for all this stuff, if we first don't know who we are as masculine entities, we're going to fall. And we're going to fall hard. Not just like I did when I was talking about it in the last episode, but it's going to hurt. Not just us. No, who cares if it hurts you? Like, you're the one who messed up. It's going to hurt those who did nothing to deserve the sufferings that are going to befall them because we didn't do what we were supposed to do, because we didn't pick up who we are in Christ and live. Not live for ourselves, but live for others and stand up for what we believe in and stand up for those we love.
I guess the hard question is, how do you be the man that you were created to be? How do you be the man that your family needs you to be? And I got kind of a very Now, you know what? It's actually kind of a powerful story. You know, there's nothing like too colorful about it. I always talk about the little kid, man, that lives at the house, the little nephew. And I'm not going to go into specifics because I don't want to. He's there, and he doesn't have a dad, and his mom can't be with him right now. So he's really counting on me to show him how to be a person, to show him how to be a man. And I'm not alone. I mean, my brother Miguel helps a lot with everything. But, you know, I'm mostly the discipline figure with him. You know, he's only 5 years old. And it's just crazy. Sometimes I just don't have any energy for anything. Because I'm physically tired and I'm always thinking about stuff that needs to get done. And, you know, sometimes I got to realize that I may be physically there, but I'm not always showing up in his life. Because the last time he said this, and it almost made me cry, because he said, "Hey, let's go outside and play," because we were already done cleaning up everything he had to do. We were done with the homework, everything, fine. And he's like, "Come on, please. I need you to come with me." I was like, dang, man, I'm not showing up. You know, the dude that, you know, with, like I said in the last episode, you know, like everything that I've been talking about in the podcast has been up to this point. Well, what I was living, it was just noise coming out of my face. If I don't get up right now, if I don't get up right now, it's just going to be noise that's coming out of my face that I'm spitting on this microphone. So I got up and I went outside, and I think I had more fun than the kid.
It's funny how that happens, huh?
You know, it's not, we're not just playing. I'm building character with him. And you know what the cool part is? I mean, this is not even the cool part. This is just a byproduct that, he rides around in a little police car. He has his little lights on, and he waves at people. And people wave at him, and then they get this big smile. And it's East LA, man. It's East LA. You get a lot of people that they look at you like you took their last brownie. But when they see this cute little kid and the little Mexican guy that's next to the kid, and then they wave, and it's like, man, all right. There's something about that.
Yeah.
Because perhaps they did not have that when they were little kids. We have that responsibility. We have the responsibility to show up.
That's a good plan of attack. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to be like, I'm sharpening my tools. You know, those are the tools you need to sharpen. You know, we need to show up in those little ways, because at the end, like Ramon said, you end up having more fun than even the kid. Sometimes I have conversations with people, and they ask me about being a dad, and I'm like, you know what? People tell you a lot of things about being a dad. They tell you that that's a lot of responsibility, that your life is going to change, that it's hard, and all that's true. One thing they don't tell you is how much fun it is. You know, how much fun it is to just come home and see those faces and hear their voices and hear when they're sharing their thoughts with you. You know, it's like the deepest, most important thing to them. And it may be trivial to us, but it's the world to them, and it's the world that you're listening to them, because you are their world. And our plan of attack needs to be there with them. You know, it's all building up to this, that we need to know who we are, and we need to know what we stand for. Because we, like in the last series, you know, we are raising up the next generation of warriors. And that warrior component is extremely important. And for once, I'm going to make sense, and I'm going to connect the dots right here, because I seem to be very, very much all over the place. But today, it seems like I'm focused, because all this is connecting right here, right now. In that you do those little things because, Like the scripture said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. What that means is that we're not just here to defend the faith. Like we quoted earlier from St. Augustine, the faith of truth is like a lion. Let it loose. It will defend itself. It doesn't need you to protect it. The faith is your tool. It is your weapon that you wield against the enemy. Gates do not attack. Gates are the line of defense. And for some reason or another, we bought the lie that we need to defend the faith, when in reality, we're the ones that are attacking. No, we need to be the ones that grab Lucifer by the tail and send him down to hell, along with all his henchmen. I'm kind of taking from a talk from last year that Jim Caviezel did while he was promoting his movie. You know, I'm going to put the link to that on the podcast notes.
Yeah, I remember that was a good one.
Yeah. And towards the end, he just like, I don't know, he just riles you up and you're like, you know what? Yes. Thrust that evil one and his henchmen back to hell where they belong. The gates of hell are there because evil needs to be defended. But by evil, not by you, not by me. We need to be better. We need to be the men that those people we call beloved need us to be.
Yeah, attacking mediocrity is one of the things that we talk about in the podcast a lot. And
yeah.
And so I was just thinking about how when I started working for this company that I'm working for right now, I started as doing loss prevention. And when I first started, I was helping shoplifters make better choices. And I remember one time there was this young guy with tattoos on his face. Seems like everybody has tattoos on their face now. It's ridiculous.
SoundCloud rappers.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't judge a book by its cover, but
I do.
But you know what? If you have tattoos on your face, it's kind of whatever.
Oh, but people, I don't just people. I books. Yeah. Freaking books.
Yeah. So, it yeah. To make a long story short, the guy was doing some stuff he wasn't supposed to be doing, and I was watching the guy, and he didn't even know that I was watching him. So as soon as he was about to leave, I got in front of him, and I was like, "Hey, man, what's up?" And nothing. He was trying to go around me, and I got right in front of him. I was like, "Hey," and he started squaring up. I was like, "Look, let me take a step back out of respect for you, okay?" I started having a conversation with him. He started talking crazy, saying that if he had to kill me or whatever. I was like, "Bro, come on, man! Like, it's not that serious." It really isn't. Just look at me. It's not that serious. Just be straight up with me. Like, what's going on in your heart that you feel like you have to do all this stuff? You feel like you have to threaten this little Mexican guy here? Like, what's going on in your heart, man? Because every little choice that you're making right now is going to lead you nowhere good. And I know I'm not going to change your life right now, and you're probably going to do whatever it is that you're going to do. But be careful. Because a lot of people care about you. And if they don't, then you need to find God in your life and do something with that. Because what you're doing right now is going to lead you nowhere good. He ended up taking off with everything he had. But before he did, he looked me right in the eye. And he said, you're one of the realest ones. And he stayed shaking my hand. And he said, ever. And he left. He took everything. I mean, he took everything. But it just, he was just like, man, like, he left. And that was pretty risky of me. Because you could tell this guy was, up to no good. But we keep talking about this over and over again in the podcast. You have to be intentional with everything that you do. You have to prepare to be the man that you need to be. Because the man that you need to be, at least me, at least for myself, I need to take calculated risks. And what that means is it's exactly what I described right now. That was a very bold and risky move. But that wasn't the first time I ever confronted somebody. I always talk about confronting people with about their mediocrity. But before I was able to do that, I had to look deep inside of me, and actually not that deep. I had to eradicate, little by little, the mediocrity inside of me. And I'm still mediocre. I don't always show up. I don't always make the right choice. I don't always eat the right foods. And I don't always want to get up and play with the kid or read with him, help him with the homework and all that. But at the end of the day, God inspires me to do what I need to do.
It's meaningful to me, man, because it's like I was describing in the last episode about like sitting down and like going on social media and seeking out that. Man, I was so called out by Gary Vee. Like, that's one of the characters that I'm like, you know, I don't know if like to promote him or not because he cusses a lot, but
he's such a character.
Yeah, that's it, you know, like he does stuff that I want to do. I mean, I don't mean like being an entrepreneur and that kind of stuff. Like that's cool and all, but that's not my calling, you know, but I do get a kick out of going to yard sales and whatnot. And I just haven't brought myself to like sell stuff on eBay, but he actually said this, you know, like. Sit around, like, it's no good if you're sitting around looking at motivational stuff and not doing anything about it. You know, and it struck me, you know, when I was just sitting down looking at motivational things but not doing anything about it. So I got, getting up, you know, being called out sometimes is the best thing. And the best thing is, like, being called out by yourself because you don't want other people doing that. But if it takes that, it takes that. The main thing is, like, attack, get up, do something. But do something good to build the kingdom of God here on earth. That's the plan of attack. That's how you grab the devil by the tail and thrust him into hell where he belongs. No, because your family is looking at you. And if they're looking at mediocrity, they're going to imitate that mediocrity. You are your kid's first other. And if you don't have physical kids, people are still looking at you. Just because you're a man, you have so much power. So much influence just because you're a man. I teach at an all-girls school, and sometimes I just tell them, you know what, it sucks that you have to be the goalies of morality, but you determine the quality of the culture that we have. Because if you have standards, then men will have to live up to those standards if they want to be with you. And if you don't, they won't. But it's not enough to say that to a group of women. That's unfair. It's unfair. And to be honest with you, that's the one with the lowest morals is the one that's going to lead when it comes to morality. You know, because the other party is going to be carrying all the weight and they're going to get tired. And when they get tired, they're going to slide down to that level, whether it's you or the beloved. That's how it's going to go every single time. I don't know if I'm making myself clear, but they women should not be the goalies of morality. You need to have the moral fortitude to stand up for them if no one's ever stood up for them. Because there's so many women with daddy issues right now. Why? Because the men in their life did not stand up for them. The men in their lives walked away. And we're not claiming to come from a perfect family. We've said that before. We're trying to redeem it. Not by our own merits, but through the cross. By picking up our cross and carrying it daily. That just means that we're going to be the men that we were created to be. We're going to stand up for the things that we're supposed to stand up for. And we're going to defeat the gates of hell. Their defense. All this crap that you see in the culture. It's there because we bought into that illusion that the world is powerful. That darkness has something over light. And I've heard this probably like in youth ministry some time ago. But the darker the world gets, the brighter one light will shine.
Go do now and lead other men into victory.
Oh, you need to say that one more time. It's so simple, but so necessary.
Go do now and lead other men into victory. It's going to get super repetitive. It just like, you know, like it has been the past, what, year?
Yeah, we've been at it for a year now.
Yeah, you know, it's so repetitive, but man, prepare yourself. Every uncomfortable situation that you find yourself in, see it as a gift. Because that's how you do the training. How are you supposed to get stronger if you have nothing to push against? Embrace it. You know, there's a I I see a lot of like military memes in my Instagram. And there's one where especially the infantry guys. No, it's not the ones that I was telling you about. The crayon ones. The crayon ones. And if whatever, so
it's good.
Yeah. No, but there's the infantry guys. You know, they're whether it's Army or Marines, they're like embrace the suck.
Hmm.
And they do it as kind of like, you know, kind of like poking fun. But at the same time, it's like, that's how you get strong.
Yeah.
That's how you're able to survive and be a valuable resource when the stuff gets nasty. So embrace it. Get stronger so that you truly can lead men into victory. We're not going to be fighting some wars, you know, us civilians. We're not going to be fighting some wars. Military wars, but we are in this spiritual battle together.
And if you didn't know, now you know. And we are in this together. So pray for us.
We'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferrum.
Aquitur. And to this,
the English is still hard.
The English is hard still to this day. Man, it's making a comeback. Dude. Catholic.com. Yeah. Coming soon.